Apollo from Real Housewives of Atlanta is now a wanted man.
Mm.
He was supposed to show up to prison yesterday to start his 8-year prison sentence. Now,
let's break this down, though.
All right, let's break it down.
Okay.
Let me tell you. Wait, first, let me tell you what happened.
All right.
His publicist says there was an incident at home. Guess what the incident was?
What?
Well, an unidentified source says he and Phaedra got into an argument because she didn't load up his prison account with money.
And then he was packing up stuff to go. What's he going to
do? What are you packing?
What are you packing for prison?
What can you take him to? You can't take one thing. You can't even take your clothes off.
I'm not going to let you take nothing inside.
Why was he packing? But guess what? That was for the cameras because they say the whole thing was on tape.
Was being taped.
Was being recorded. So I think the whole thing was for the cameras.
Well, Frieda, you're saying that.
Why else would you be packing?
He's a wanted man.
He's a wanted man, yeah.
He's a wanted man by the police, but he's weighing his odds.
Wait a minute.
Either I'm going to be a wanted man.
Outside
of prison,
or
in prison.
Yes. But let me ask y'all something.
Yeah.
So you don't go to jail when you're supposed to. You got an 8-year sentence. What happens to that sentence?
Talk about
it. Was that a plea agreement?
Well, I think it was.
Yeah, because if it was a plea agreement, he could lose that agreement.
Because he broke the agreement.
Right, that's part of the terms of the agreement. But he could have called, and that was the feds. He probably could have called and said, listen, you know, could you please grant me an extension? And
so maybe he did. Maybe he called, and they just made it a big deal because they were recording.
Yeah, I thought it was a warrant or something released.
Yeah. Abba said that. We don't know that for sure. Well, you know, I had to look it up.
Always doing us, man. I had to look it up on my...
Show some paper. Yeah.
I read it. They said,
I don't know. I have
according
to
the, the article,
and
it said...
And you started reading when?
What you mean? According to the article, it said the judge issued a bond.
You started reading when?
What?
Whatever y'all say.
So listen, I got a story for you, Abbott. Nicki Minaj is calling out CBS for cutting out part of her performance during Tuesday's airing of the Fashion Rocks concert. Now, Nicki Instagrammed that the network decided not to show the, in her words, absolutely divine choreography that corresponded with the second verse of Anaconda. Had she known that they were going to nix that part, she says she would have changed it so her fans could have seen that part first. Now, Nicki promises the fans will get to see that choreography that was cut. I can't imagine they cut it because it was too, outlandish because when it's Fashion Rocks.
We already saw it. MTV Awards, it can't be too much. It can't be worse than
that.
There
are some things that she changed that people haven't seen that she wants them to see.
Could have been a timing issue,
Might have been. Kanye West went to the emergency room in Australia yesterday right after he had like a migraine following a basketball game, and he still went on stage and performed because he done told y'all he's the Lord.
He's a trooper.
Hey. I got another Hollywood breakup to tell you about. It's really very un-Hollywood. It's Khloe Kardashian and French Montana. Their little fake relationship is apparently over.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to last.
Yeah, they say he's not taking in the news too well and won't really accept the breakup. Really?
Started looking at his bank account. It's like,
this ain't helping me too much.
Yeah, your last collabo didn't do too well.
Right?
Wow. Sorry.
So how about this? Jay-Z and Kanye West are going to distribute a new Chris Rock film called Top 5. That's going to be hot. That's big.
As long as Chris is not acting in it, it's going to be
good.
Why
you say that? You know,
he can't act.
He can't, but you know what? Okay, he's in the movies with all the comedians, and those movies always do well because they're for kids.
Yeah, that's Adam Sandler, though. Adam Sandler could fall out of a tree, man, to make a good
and
movie.
And he's not even funny in those, really.
I disagree.
In those, you know what movies I'm talking about? The PG movies?
I like Adam Sandler.
I do, too, but you know what movies I'm talking about? Like, when they get together, they were kids, and then
the
they get back to grown-ups. It's like cheesy, but guess what? My kids watch, and they're like, ha! Everything's funny.
Because you have weird kids.
I'm Afrida's. That's hot off the wire.
We got a weird mom.
Wow.
There you go.
Really?
It's like, here we start.
The apple don't fall too far from the tree.
Okay.
And I'll eat that. Saturday. By the way, a lot of people don't realize that Albert is on this song.
Somebody tripping.
He does a part.
What's in your coffee this morning?
That's Albert's part.
Yep.
Now listen,
Do it, Albert. Do it right now.